If you've never been to Pride Fest in Springfield, I want to play a song that might help get you in the spirit. Sorry for the earworm, but I couldn't help but think of this chorus from the song Family Affair, sung by Sly and the Family Stone. While walking in over near Capitol and 5th Street, I'm met by people decked out in rainbow gear, hawking their gay pride wares like little flags and necklaces. I also meet 88-year-old Mary Claire McCormick. She used to live in Chicago, but calls Springfield home now. She says she came
to see all the activities and the exhibits. There's a lot of people here.
Yeah.
A lot of tents, a lot of booths, a lot of things to eat and drink.
She's here with her two sons, their wives, and her granddaughter. Her son Steve says while he's not gay, it's still a fun festival to attend.
It's just good to see a setting where yet another group of citizens can come out and just be themselves.
To get a sense of how the fest came to be, we need to head somewhere else in Springfield.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
All right. So this is the Phoenix Center.
Yeah.
We have a cat greeting us.
That's the advocate. That is Miss Queenie.
This is Jonna Cooley, who heads the Phoenix Center, which has been around since 2001. Over the years, it's expanded to provide transitional housing for those with HIV, provided support groups for gay and transgender individuals, and much more. Cooley says the center helps up to 3,000 people per year. It was her idea to start Pride Fest after attending one in Peoria. After floating the idea for a local version, she found lots of support.
We decided the first year to keep it small. That way, if nobody comes, it won't look like nobody came. So we did that, and it was so packed you couldn't even move.
The first couple years, the event had a handful of protesters, but Cooley says they were treated with respect by festival goers and didn't cause a problem.
There's no event or festival out there that's for everyone.
Cooley says the fest has grown, though it's hard to track since attendance is free. This year, there were about 20 different sponsors. And another change, for the first time, the mayor accepted an invitation to do the ribbon cutting. Mayor Jim Langfelder has only been in office since earlier this month.
It's a representative of the community, and that's why I decided to do it.
Back at the fest, Jerry Bowman and Renee Berry are in a tent for GLAAD. The acronym stands for
Gay and Lesbian Association of Decatur.
Bowman and Berry say their group and the festival helps LGBT people know their lives are worth celebrating.
In a lot of your smaller towns in the area, a lot of your gay and lesbians are feeling secluded.
Chicago has a tremendous amount of resources, as do most large cities. Downstate and out into the countryside, the resources are much more limited and individuals feel more isolated and more at risk. And we want everyone to know that there are safe spaces.
There are dozens of groups represented in booths here, including a cosmetology school where teens are getting makeovers and performing in drag, and the Mid-State Mayhem Roller Derby League, which Virginia Ferguson is on.
We pride ourselves on being a welcoming league, so I mean, this is one place that really encourages kind of a welcoming attitude, and last year we got a lot of new recruits out of it, so we definitely made sure to come back.
As the day goes on, there are less families with young children and strollers in tow, and more drag queens making their way to the stage to perform. As the night comes to an end, it's clear that this Pride Fest can go down as another successful one. It's 5th year strong. Cooley echoes what others have said, that this day is about more than having a good time with family and friends.
We have so many young people that live in smaller communities where they feel pretty isolated, and I think this gives them a chance to come out and see that they're not alone.
It's a family affair. I'm Rachel Otwell. It's a-